Take your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, please. Thank you to those who prepared and played for us and sang this morning. It's Christmas with kids in it, isn't it? Yes, it is. Isaiah 9 and verse 6, please. As you find that, would you stand with me if you are able? I'm going to read this one very familiar verse to you, make a few comments, and then we'll go home. Isaiah 9 and verse number 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Father, this morning, bless as we consider this subject, and more importantly, our Savior today. I pray these few moments we have together now, if we've heard this blessed music today, Father, that we get this opportunity to take a few moments and consider our wonderful Savior. Bless this moment. I pray, Holy Spirit, you'll direct and guide in all that's said and done and heard. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Now, again, we have little ones in here, and they'll cry out, and they'll speak out, and they'll walk around a minute or something. Don't panic, folks. It'll be fine. It's all good. It's funny, you know, you're preaching in a church service and a fly comes in the auditorium. And everybody's got to watch that fly like they've never seen a fly before, okay? And so we have kids and that's good, so we're fine. And his name shall be called Wonderful. There are five names and titles given to Jesus in Isaiah 9 and verse number 6. Some of those names are titles about who he is, and some of them are about who he would be, what he would do. The first one is the one I want to consider with you this morning, and his name shall be called Wonderful. That name word wonderful, the name wonderful means separate and distinctive. Distinctive and separated from any and all others. Wonderful. Wonderful also means miracle. He is a miracle. And that also, he is a miracle worker. And his name shall be called Wonderful. You'll notice the other names given there. We won't consider them this morning, but he's the Counselor. He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Those things mentioned there are not only who Jesus is, but who he would be when he walked this earth and who he will be one day when he comes back to this earth and returns here. But consider this morning, thou shalt call his name Wonderful. Notice the future tense, please. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Future tense doesn't mean one day his name would be called that. It's an open-end expression that means those who would come to know who he is would call him Wonderful. That means this. It means those who were looking for Christ to come. Old Testament saints and people in the Old Testament part of our Bible, they were looking for Christ to come. They were looking for the one who was separate and distinctive, the Messiah. Old Testament saints look for him. Jesus said in John chapter 8, Abraham looked forward to my day and saw it and rejoiced to see it. When Abraham took his son Isaac up on Mount Moriah to offer him, and Isaac saw his father prepare the altar with the wood and had a knife and had the fire, and Isaac looked around and said, Father, where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb for the sacrifice? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Didn't mean God would provide a sacrifice, which he did, by the way. It meant God would come and provide himself a sacrifice. Those Old Testament saints, they looked forward to when Christ would come. And that's how they knew him. That's how they understood him. He was the one who would come and be separate and distinct from all others. We're reading from the Old Testament in Isaiah 9 and 6. If you go back to Isaiah 7 and 14, it says that someone, that distinct one, would be born of a virgin. And we would call his name Emmanuel. See, the Old Testament saints, they looked for Jesus to come. And to them, he was wonderful before he ever came. Because he was their hope. He was the light that they looked forward to. People, listen now, Old Testament saints got saved just like you and I got saved. Only they got saved by looking forward to Christ. We got saved by looking back. But know this morning, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Even Old Testament saints knew that and looked forward to Christ's coming. And his name shall be called Wonderful. That's to those who were looking for him to come. His name would be called Wonderful for those who saw him when he walked this earth. No man spake like Jesus spake. No one lived like Jesus lived. There was nobody like him. No one could interrupt a funeral like Jesus could interrupt a funeral. No one could do what Jesus would do. Miracles are one thing, but Jesus, the miracle worker, in his message, in his lifestyle, in the what he did, in how he conducted himself, he was a miracle worker. They were even amazed that Jesus gave his life for us. He wasn't killed. He gave his life on the cross and dismissed his spirit. Only a miracle worker could do this. And then 3 days and three nights later, Jesus' great miracle was he raised himself from the dead, stepped out of the tomb very much alive. See, those people there that saw him, they heard him speak. They saw him feed multitudes with loaves and fishes. They saw him walk on water. They saw him perform great miracles. But more importantly than that, everything about Jesus was miraculous. Everything. When those who were against him said, "What about this man?" And people that heard him say, "But no man ever spake like this man." He was miraculous in every way to those who saw him when he walked this earth. And you know something, dear people? His name shall be called Wonderful applies to those who will see him one day. Well, that's us this morning. We're looking forward to seeing him. Some of our loved ones have already seen him, haven't they? I was thinking about you, some of you dear folks this morning. This is your first Christmas with a loved one who stepped on to the other side. The moment they drew the last breath in this life, they drew the next breath in the next life. No soul sleep, no going to the body, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And the moment you pass from this life to the next, if you are a child of God, I believe the first thing you get to see is Jesus. Now, I can't confirm that biblically. I do believe the Bible says that when the beggar Lazarus died, that the angels carried him to Abraham's bosom. So maybe it's an Old Testament say. I don't know. I know this, the moment they stepped from this life to the next, they stepped into the presence of God in a beautiful place called heaven. And they see him, and I guarantee you this, my friend, they think he's wonderful this morning. We who look for him one day, we come today to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Yes, I know the 25th of December is not his actual birthday. I keep trying to tell you it's September the 12th, and I'm not sure how theologically correct that is. But hey, it's good as any other day, and I like that day for a particular reason. Say, what is that? Just ask somebody in church. They'll tell you what it means. The truth is, I know this. We're here to celebrate the fact that Christ came. Ladies and gentlemen, conceived of a virgin, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, went to the cross, rose again 3 days later, ascended back to heaven with a promise to come again for us. And that's what we look for today. You know, it'd be nice today. We have plans, I'm sure you do, with your loved ones for your Christmas day. You have plans to spend time with them. You have something you have on your mind or your heart that you'd like to do this afternoon. I don't think any child of God would be disappointed that before we finished, the trump of God sounded, the dead in Christ rose first, and we which are alive and remain were caught up, and today we'd actually see his face. Oh, yes. And when we do, we will call his name Wonderful. Because if he's wonderful to you now, he'll be more wonderful to you even then. My grandmother had that expression. She used it a lot about anything that she thought was outstanding or exceptional. And that's part of what wonderful means in the Bible. She said, "Oh, that's just wonderful." You know, ladies and gentlemen, we sit here this morning on a Christmas morning. We're celebrating that Jesus Christ came into this world. Not just his birth, but his life and his death on the cross, his resurrection. And yes, his soon return to take us to be with himself. Hopefully, before things go too much further down the road, Jesus will come back. Hopefully, before time passes, hopefully, before some of these little sweet children this morning, before their day comes to live an adult world on this life, hopefully before then, Christ will return. Either way, our hope is still certain and our hope is still sure. And this morning we have for us, we have someone whose name is called Wonderful. Yes, he is distinct and separate from all others. Yes, he is distinctive and set apart from all others. Yes, he is a miracle, and yes, he has worked a miracle in our lives. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's a miracle of regeneration and salvation, and the miracle of a changed life, and the miracle of answered prayer, and the miracle of an assurance of a close and faithful friend. Oh, his name shall be called Wonderful. Is that who he is to you this morning? Let's bow our heads for just a moment, would you please? Heads bowed and eyes closed.